It would be good.
Chairman, I think what you're talking about is allowing them to dance the last session. I really appreciate the decision that was made in not allowing them to dance. Our children have chances to dance throughout the year at their schools. And I think the whole purpose of, Sibuni starting for the summer youth camp, it's called Youth Elders Inupiaq Iliqpisiq Program. And that was the chance that you had decided that these the youth would come there and learn our traditional ways. I don't know if that's all what Jonas was addressing, but we can find things for them to do. I'm sorry, I didn't know about that. In fact, I picked up the kids, when they came back, and this last group, and they were the teenagers, and they were real thankful when we picked them up at the airport. The first thing they said was, Ani, how come we didn't stay 2 weeks? How come we can only stay 1 week? The second thing they said was, Marie, what could we do to help you get more money for Camp Sibuni-Yahrik? These are the teenagers, that said, can we get together in the winter in school time and write you letters, sending letters to Al Adams, so we can get more money for Camp Sibuni-Yahrik? I think if we're finding out from our schedule that we have some free time for them. I know their last night they like to have fun time. I was that way when I was growing up, but we had a big gathering. Usually our last evening together, we want to have fun things to do. We could try to think of, some fun things for them to do. My own personal feeling is I support what Percy and Clarence's decision was. I allow my son to go to dances here in Cottsville. He goes like on Fridays from whatever it is, 9 to 11. Because they have those kind of activities throughout the school year. I just don't want us to drift away from our traditional ways and the main purpose of why we started Camp Sibuni-Yahrik. That's all I wanted to say. We'll respect whatever your decision is as the regional elders, but if you could make a decision, that way we'll know what to plan for next summer. Lord willing, we'll have sessions again, and we'll do whatever you decide. Thank you.
Last night I got the money, big hearted, gave it all and gave blue it. Game sucked in blue it.
Can I say something, Chairman? In respect to the youth I've worked with before, I was the sponsor more like for youth groups in the church, and they were real concerned about the kind of music they have. I think is the difference, because there's rock and roll and real bad rock and roll that could go into dances and cause problems. And today's youth is having to have more chances. They have more music that is worse than what long ago. Every year it changed more. And I think when I learn spiritually, they learn in the spiritual way. When you have to study these music, there's a lot of Satan involved in behind the lyrics of the music. And I could see why some parents don't want their kids to go to dances, and you know, if I were old enough and my kids are teenagers, I would explain to them about these music, and I would check into it first what kind of music they have, because that's where the problem would start too, if they don't know about these music that have Satan involvement. I thought I should mention.
Sa long may din naglan, inyok na long may dake.
Thank you.
Virginia Reel Actoni, na in looking in you, I told you to put Matakuven after. That no need, it is so like what that in their villages, you know, instead of hard rock stuff. But and you need a ceramic glam of one, civil factor.
Charlie, do you have something to bring up?
Yeah, if I may, for about just a brief report in terms of what's happening at NANA.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go right ahead.
Oh. Deku?
Hello.
Deku, I'm still having a hard time. I'm learning. I'm trying to learn. So, but I need encouragement too on that. So, but one of the things I've learned is that it's sometimes fearful when you try to inupiate off to somebody thinking that they would make fun of you. So, but I have to get over that, and I'm still learning. So, anyway, it's good to be back. I've been on leave. I've been at home camp for a couple weeks, hunting, fishing, being with my family. I went up there 15 pounds lighter, came back with a little bigger gut here, good food, and it's been real, real helpful for me, real peaceful. And I think during that time too, I might add is that I spent more time with the Bible, with my Lord. And, it's been very helpful, so peaceful. And when you're outside alone, you enjoy all of God's creation, it's magnificent. So, Very good. The other thing too is there's been a lot of change happening with me too, my hair. And I'm getting just as white as many of you, and I'm not even 45 yet. So a lot of times they ask whether I'm an elder. So I've been telling a lot of people, though, I'd rather have a lot of hair. I don't care what color, as long as I continue using Head and Shoulders and not Mop and Glow. So I don't care what color my hair is, white, you know. So, but it's good to be back. One of the things I would like to share with you is some happenings within NANA. And there's some lot of things that currently has happened within NANA. One is, you probably heard about the soon retirement of three of our senior people from NANA. There's John Schaefer, John Shively, and Pete Schaefer. They will be retiring at the end of our fiscal year, which is September 30th. And together, those people stay in NANA for over 55 years, the three of them. Pete Schaefer was the longest, over 20 years. Both John Schaefer and John Shively spent with NANA about both 16 years. So, but by no means they are through with NANA. That, you know, just because they retired doesn't mean, you know, they're off. They have nothing to do with NANA. We'll still, like many of others, you know, they are becoming elders too. And, you know, I do call a lot, and I will rely heavily on their help in my work with NANA, because, you know, all of those people together have gathered a lot of wisdom and knowledge about NANA and how it works and what NANA should be, along with you elders too, because, but to me, you elders are the foundation. You are our roots. There is nothing else, because you people are the wisdom, knowledge for our culture, the way we do things. So keep that in mind. Even though there's changes happening within NANA too, you know, I believe the change is happening for the good, because there's a lot of things happening. Hopefully we'll get into a lot of new businesses, provide more shareholder jobs to our people in the villages. You know, we're looking at all avenues of how we can better the living conditions, and but more importantly, provide employment for our shareholders in the villages, and how we could do it effectively. You know, with the jobs that we provide now, it requires our people to travel away from the village, like to Red Dog, to Prudhoe Bay. I mean, you know, we got to start thinking about how we can provide jobs in the villages without them having to leave. And I think we have a way to do it, but it's going to take a long time. And I've been working on the plan, and I hopefully will present that to the board in October, during the October board meeting, and I'll also present it to the regional strategy, because it's going to be, it will mean a lot of change of way of thinking for a lot of people. And it's like the Red Dog, you know, it took over 10 years to get that open. This is going to be a long process too. A lot of people thought that a lot of our people wouldn't or couldn't become miners. They say, well, our people won't be able to work at big mines, but we sure proved to everybody that, you know, our people can learn anything. We can adapt to anything. We're easily adaptable. Anyway, the other thing that's, and you've been hearing about briefly, is that we call it the Integrated Crusade Quality Management. And it's been happening with, it happened in, when was it then? August or September? August, July. End of July, we started training on, we call it the Integrated Crusade Quality Management. It's the continuous improvement process. And it involved three organizations, NANA, Manilok, and the Borough. We've been getting training on how to use the tools to better our corporation and better ourselves personally. And one of the main things about this is that this is using the Inupiaq Litwaseit, the theory that we always have, which is sharing, cooperating, and but I can really tell the difference this week when I came back from vacation. The meeting that I had with Noloktak Amenik and keep forgetting Randy's Kunungnaluk, Randy Swinson. Oh. He's the superintendent.
Name is Kunungnaluk?
Yeah, Kunungnaluk.
Randy
Swinson. He's the new superintendent. He's a superintendent at school. We've been trying to call each other by our Inupiaq, and all this time, and so I'm still learning the Inupiaq of a lot of even my staff. But we had a real good, I think for the first time, a real meaningful meeting. You know, we got together, we started sharing about what we can do together to better the conditions in the Nana region, how we can help each other rather than fighting against each other, you know, because a long time ago we were introduced in a different theory of competing. We have to compete against each other. When a long time ago, Anna used to tell me, you know, I had to share and help and cooperate. And that way, you know, once you do help somebody, there'll be, you know, you'll be blessed with a lot of things. You know, a lot of things will come back to you. And I still believe that. And but with today's, you know, when the Loch Mies came around, they came around with another theory, competition. It really destroyed our people. And I think it really showed this week the cooperating, the real closeness that we do have. And I'm really happy and glad that this training is going on, the Inupiaq State Quality Management. And we're so excited about it is that during the regional strategy meeting, we will have a show and tell and some demonstrations for the regional strategy. And the regional strategy is November 2, 3, and 4. Here in Kotzebue. And one of the things I'll be talking to Marie and the staff is that, you know, sending new people down here for that, for the regional strategy, because it's very important. And what we wanted to do during that time is demonstrate to you what can happen if only we cooperate and start working together. You know, we've been doing small projects within Nana, the company. A lot of our people used to even umisuruk against each other. You know, when you work, instead of helping each other, they used to umisuruk and talk about each other and saying, you should have do this, you should have do that. It's really changing the way our employees think. And it's, you know, it's really helping Nana too, because when they do that, instead of fighting against each other, they're working together. They're making Nana a better company. They're making Nana make more money. And they're making Nana even provide more benefits for our shareholders. But we will show a tape and also bring some of our employees to show how they're doing it. And but it's real exciting. And one of the theme that we've decided for this regional strategy is all under heaven, one family. And the theme came from a group of people that went down to Texas to look at this new school, the Wilhelm Scholey School. And we plan to have this lady come up here to talk to the group too, and talk about the possibility of, in fact, there's a team together that's been put together both for our school and our language to try to get our language back in our region. And we think there's a way that we can effectively get that back into our region, getting Inupiaq as our first language back in our region, and then English as our second language. So, but we're real excited about that. The other thing, one last thing too, I'll share with you is that I don't know when is the last time they had a meeting, the elders. It's been quite a few, long time ago.
March.
I think March. And that's a long time. And I would encourage you to strictly set a schedule in terms of when you should have meetings. Set those dates and stick with them. And also during those meetings, I would encourage you to give, you know, get reports from like Nana, from me, Elisuk, from the Bureau, Anolaktak, from Manilak, Amenit, and from school district,
Kunangnalu.
From Kunangnalu. Have each of them give you a report in terms of what is happening. And the other thing is, we would like to hear your suggestions of what we could do to help you. How can we do things that would better affect the way you do things, whether it be in the village level? And I know there's a lot of times when people call me for assistance, but a lot of times I'm gone. But there's got to be a way for me to start paying more attention to the elders in the village level. And I do get a lot of calls from my aunt, Kirilina, and she's very helpful. And sometimes, you know, she calls me for suggestions, and but it's really important that we keep that contact together. And I think it's important that we, you know, each big organization just give you a real brief report of what's going on. And then if you have any problems about anything in the villages, or if you need to give us direction in terms of what we should do or try to do to help in the village level, there might be little things that we could do to provide and try and help. But I think it's just a beginning and starting of, I think, I always tell everybody, going back to our old ways, going back to where we, our people used to share, cooperate, you know, help one another. I mean, you know, it's real exciting to see a lot of the organizations working together and trying to do that. And but in, before I go leave, one thing I'd like to say is that, but before any of this can happen, you know, a lot of the change have to happen from yourself first, myself. I have to change how I feel about other people. I have to change of how I feel about my family. I have to change about how I feel about being Inupiaq, being proud of, you know, who I am. That change have to start from here. 'Cause if your brain is connected to your heart, boy, it's enormous what you could do. Because, you know, as long as you have these two together, with the help of God, anything's possible. So keep in mind, I'll just leave you with dates. I don't know what Marie has planned to talk about, but the AFN convention, I know the elders convention, you know about that already. And I think we have budgeted for some elders to travel, and I don't know if the Bureau is going to take care of the other, but we do have that. You guys will take care of that. The regional strategy is November 2, 3, and 4 here in Kotzebue. What we'll do plan to do is, you know, get all of the elders' councils down here for this regional strategy. The elections, very important. November 8th is the election date for governorship. Is that primary?
General
election. The municipal elections are October 4, I guess. Something like that, so. One last thing, I ask for your continued prayers, and you know, there's a lot of things that I need to do to try and continue to do better for my people, our people, and one of those things is keeping open communications with the elders. And you know, that's I've been president of NANA for 2 years now, and there's a lot of things I need to do the way I change the way I do things, and one of those is that I need to pay more attention to the elders. And I've realized that, and it's part of one of the things I need to do for me to change is to get more advice from the elders and speak more to you and be more open to you. So other than that, a lot of the other stuff will be covered by Marie, but one of the things I need to say about her is that, you know, it's been a blessing to have her run the Upperlook Trust with the help of the borough, Manilok, everybody. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people were kind of skeptic about, you know, if we started the Upperlook Trust, what would happen. I mean, I think it's going in the right direction. There's a lot of things that we need to improve and do, but at least we're getting the things going. The other one thing I need to tell you is that my plans for NANA also includes hopefully transferring all of our social, what I mean by social programs is the money that we give out to a lot of the organizations, the ICC, completely over to the Upperlook Trust, where they'd be responsible for NANA's quote-unquote social programs, where that, you know, we'd be, the NANA would be still heavily involved with that process, but we'd at least have someone, you know, just for the purpose of doing that, all the program will be under one roof. That way, you know, I'll be, because without the money, we can't run these programs, and NANA has to be profitable to do this, and we have to spend more time in my effort, more time from my staff to make NANA a better company and make NANA to where we can start hiring more shareholders, get more profit, get more money, but in order for us to continue to have these programs. So, but I know I talked a lot, I'm getting long breath, but I sure appreciate your attention, and one of these days I'll incubate off all the way through.
We'll hold you to it.
Ryan, that is my personal target, my goal.
You
is that.
So. Chairman, I have a question.
Okay, Charlie, we're praying for you.
Okay, cool.
I have a question. The Kotzebue elders are leasing a spot of land in Riley Rec for the seal hunting camp.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the deed that we haven't signed yet, because the elders have been off this summer, the liabilities are up to us. And the process that we're using right now is to see if we could get under the umbrella of our Kotzebue IRA to see if they would cover us so that our liabilities would be under them. Failing that, there are other things that we will have to consider, you know. I just kind of wanted you to be aware of that I don't want to put our Kotzebue elders in a position where if some accident happens and somebody sues, because we don't know what people do nowadays, that they would be personally liable. And so I think before we even get there, we want to make sure that the elders' liabilities are covered.
Yeah. You're talking about leasing land from NANA or KSC? Is it
NANA? That's NANA land.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Now we've got the paperwork. We haven't signed it yet because I haven't talked with the elders, and we have a proposal into to IRA to see if they would put us under their wing, since we're Kotzebue people under IRA. But failing that, we're going to have to look for something else, either incorporate ourselves or get under somebody else's umbrella.
Well, if If you're unable to do that, just let me know. And I'm pretty sure we could work something out.
Okay.
Especially with Nana being the landowner.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's, I mean, you know, we wouldn't want to let your project stop just because of that. Because I think it's important for your
community. Yeah, we think we feel that it's mostly for the young parents that want to learn how to hunt, that want to, the mothers who want to know how to put the food away so they can teach their own kids eventually, you know.
So just let me know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. And
thank you. 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 Kan naglan isu mga sakupa kuya gininingat su Ironi tema continue to pray for him tamat ko inilan olak ni mata tema ko klang di iyolod pirala pada sibut mun iglesik sanga inok nakto toklulalu tema anakakira kalawi toklulorak halago gorak unin akoktok tuni kibudorok uba ta naopsing ikayosing si.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Next we'll hear from Marie.
Thank you. I have a copy of my report. It's in the folder. Each of you have a copy. I really appreciate Alusuk's confidence. Thanks, Alusuk. But what I wanted to point out is I've got real good help. The two that are helping me out at the Ukluk Trust are Hannah and Harriet. And this past summer we had Martha really helping us out during Camp Sivunirvik. And we had more volunteers that was able to really help us out when it got real hard, you know, trying to have Camp Sivunirvik and doing other things so we won't get behind. So it's the staff and Kotzebue IRA's elders coordinator, Martha, have been really helping us out. So I wanted to point that out too, that they're the ones that make the Ukluk carry out a lot of things. My report is going to be real quick. I know you want to go to the mayor's conference. There's just a few things I wanted to mention to you. My written report shows the first thing is Camp Sivunirvik. And I just wanted to let you know, you have a copy and it's on both sides of the page. This is the report I shared at the borough assembly meeting, and Harriet and Hannah were there with me. The same information. I wanted to let you know that we were a little bit more successful this past summer in seeking more funds to help us out with Camp Sivunirvik. And in the bottom there, it'll show that we have a little bit money left over. But what I wanted to communicate or let you know is that we've got some things we need to take care of. The molder broke down the last week of Camp Sivunirvik, so we know we either have to get that replaced or repaired. We need to try to get that taken care of this winter, you know, before next summer. Then the other thing that was mentioned to me was repairing the boat that we use for supplies. You know, that's what we had it picking up freight and the adults. We need to have that worked on before Camp Sivunirvik starts next summer. And then the other thing I put on there was the last two summers, the elders have been really telling us that we need to try to get a four-wheeler. You know, it's from where the boat stops up to the main building. We need to try to make sure that we have a four-wheeler. A three-wheeler was donated to us, but it needs to be repaired. It's in, at the Nana shop right now. So if we can't get that repaired, we'll try to see what we can do to get a four-wheeler before Camp Sivunirvik starts next summer. And then in the report in the back, it'll show you how many kids showed up at Camp Sivunirvik. You can see from the one side here that we had 157 kids that didn't go, that applied. They filled out the application, or their parents did, and they were waitlisted. Some of them had canceled from this number, but the majority of them weren't able to go because we filled up. All 4 weeks was full, and that's how many kids we had on the waiting list. First time that has ever happened. Even while I was at Manila, we never had this long of a waiting list. So we know that if we can get more money, we've got to try to have more than 4 weeks. We're finding out, you know, 4 weeks is just not enough with the kids that want to go to Camp Sivanirvik. The ones that weren't able to go, we had 193, and there was 157 that couldn't go because, you know, we had the camps each week was full. The 9, 10, and 11-year-olds, that's the largest group. That age group, a lot of the kids, you know, want to be going to Camp Sivanirvik. And this summer, you can see there are a few of our villages that didn't get to go to Camp Sivanirvik. Deering was one of them. The last two summers, we've never had any applications from my hometown. And Kivalina is the other one that didn't go. They were waitlisted. We did have some applications from Kivalina, but the sessions were full, so they weren't able to go. That's why Kivalina is, you know, not on that list. So we'll work real hard again. Hannah has already told me that she's going to start trying to see where she can help me in getting funds for Camp Sivanirvik, so that's what we do in the winter time. This coming winter, that's what we'll be working on, trying to see where we can get money to start paying our instructors that are up there. All of them volunteer. We don't pay them by the hour or give them a salary. So one of the things that Hannah had mentioned to me was trying to seek funds, you know, where we could, so we could start paying our instructors, our volunteers that go up there and teach our children. So that's one of the things that we'll keep on working at. And for this Akaluk scholarships, I just wanted to let you know, Charlie Curtis is the chairman. There's 5 trustees, and they're going to be meeting tomorrow morning. We'll have a teleconference. Christina Westlake from Kiana, Roland Booth from NOTAC, and Sarah Scanlon from Anchorage, and Reg Jewell from here. They're the trustees that the NANA board appointed. We're meeting tomorrow to decide who will be getting scholarships, you know, from the kids that are going to school. It's not just college, it's also training. We have some kids that are taking electronics training that are trying to get funding to help them out. So tomorrow morning, they're going to be reviewing those applications to, you know, approve them to get scholarship funding. I want to let you know that there's altogether 17 applied to try to get scholarship funds from the Akaluk Trust. This year we have only $3,580-some available for scholarships. So we know we won't meet everybody's need again. So that's the amount of money that the trustees will decide on tomorrow. I just wanted to let you know real quickly here that the Inupiaq State grants that NANA, you know, funds every year. This past winter, we received 8 grants that were approved by Charlie. And Hannah's been really helping me working with the IRAs and traditional councils. There's some requirements they have to meet, and that's what Hannah's been doing with the IRA and traditional councils in each of the villages. So far, I've received applications for October 1, and we just got one from Ambler and Kivalina and Buckland. Those three have submitted their proposals already. And Norvik called yesterday, and Bobby Wells just wanted to let me know that this week he's going to try to send the Norvik Inupiaq State proposal. So the others, we're still waiting to hear from. But as they come in, we'll work with them, you know, for them to get their $20,000. They're eligible for $20,000 each every, you know, year, like the Kotzebue IRA received. And each year they can apply for another $20,000, just like Buckland, Kivalina, and Ambler. They're the three that submitted their proposals. And we've been working with Jerry Jones in Ambler. She's the person that had been calling, asking questions about the proposals, the grant. And then the last thing, I'm real glad that John Schaefer and Alasuk had had mentioned to you about voting. In the last page that I made a copy for you, I wanted to share with you what our results were during the primary. You know, that was August 23rd. I know August is not a good time for us to have elections, but that's just how the state sets, you know, those dates up for the primary. And you'll see on the first page that I made, it shows NANA has 2,828 registered voters. That was for the August 23 primary. That's how many in the NANA region that are eligible to vote, that are registered. And then in the back, you know, where it shows the NANA region, that part, I wanted to let you see what kind of turnout we had in each of the villages. You can see Ambler, it shows 82 showed up to vote, and there's 162 registered voters in Ambler. Buckland, 69 showed up to vote, and there's 142 that are registered to vote. Deering, 35 showed up to vote, and there are 68 registered voters. Kiana, 114 showed up to vote. There are 212 registered voters. Kivalina, 103 showed up to vote, and there are 165. Kobuk, 28 of 48. And Kotzebue, look at how poor Kotzebue is. 395 showed up to vote, and there are 1,273 registered voters. Yesterday when I was working on a report, I'm getting ready for AFN, in 1988, there were 1,076 people that showed up to vote in Kotzebue. That's probably the record. That time, we voted whether we should go damp or stay wet. That's when we had 1,076 people show up to vote. You know, I wish it could be that way all the time, where you know, we have the people show up to vote. So we got a lot of work that we need to do. NOTAC, 59 out of 172. Norvik, 127 out of 259 registered voters. Selwick, look at how low is Selwick. 94 out of 235. And then Shungnak, 65 out of 112. We're finding out that the young people are real eager to learn, you know, what to do, to go vote and all that. We're finding that out. It's a lot of the older people that just don't care to go and vote anymore. A lot of them are my age, the 40s. A lot of them are, there are some that are young that just aren't interested yet. But there are a lot of adults, you know, that just aren't exercising their right to go and vote. So we sure need your help. When you go to the convention next month, that's all you're going to hear, is how we got to get out there and vote. The borough elections is October 4th. That's for the borough and the city and the school board. You know, that's when we'll have our within the borough. But for statewide, it'll be in November. And that's the general election. That's when we're going to be voting for our next governor. When we go to the convention next month, the first day of the convention, October 13, that's all they're going to cover, is we're going to listen to the candidates that are running for the governor, and we'll even caucus. The NANA region will decide, you know, whether we want to support one of the candidates. You know, that'll be the decision of the delegates. They're going to be passing out these pins, really encouraging us to go out and vote. So I was real glad when one of you had asked for more pins to get your leaders in your villages to start helping us out. Paulette Lambert is the chairman for the Voter Registration Committee, and she went to Kiana, you know, the day of the election. She really helped out there, you know, getting people to go out and vote. When I called Shungnak, Sally Custer was already doing that. You know, she was calling people, reminding people to go out and vote. Mildred Sage has been helping us the last 2 years. That's why Kivalina has the highest turnout, I think. The last two elections, Kivalina has had the highest turnout. And I think it's, you know, real clear that when you speak up, you know, we listen to you. You get our attention, and when you tell us, be sure and go out and vote, you know, we're going to do it because it comes from you, and we respect all of you so much. So we sure need your help when it comes to elections. If they aren't registered, there's voter registrars in each village that have those forms they need to fill out. One other thing that we're going to try to do is make sure that we have more public service announcements on the radio in English and in Inupiaq, and you know, reminding people when absentee voting is started, and it usually starts 14 days before the election. That's when people could vote if they're not going to be there on that voting day. So those are the kind of things that we're trying to do.
How long will the registering become voters?
You need to be registered 30 days before the election. See, like for the election day on October 4, that deadline has passed. But for the general election in November, we still have, you know, until October 8th that we can, the ones that aren't registered, they can fill out that form, and then they would be registered voters. Even if you're not a registered voter, when you go to vote, you can do that then. You know, you can still go to the polls and register. Only thing they would do is question it. You know, they're going to check to see, are you really a resident of Deering, or are you really, you know, did you live in Deering the last 30 days? You know, those kind of things would be checked. But we got to get our people out to vote. What we found out last winter, you know, when we send letters to the legislature, Georgianne Lincoln shared with us last year at AFN that some of the legislators, you know, like if we have an issue on subsistence, you know, on longevity bonus, you know, if we were to say don't stop it, they'll check to see, like if Minnie sent a letter, you know, saying I want you to continue to fund longevity bonus. They'll check to see if she's a registered voter. And if she's not, they just throw that letter in the wastebasket. That's the kind of thing that they're starting to do. We didn't know that till last winter when we met at AFN in Anchorage for that political summit. All of them don't do that, but some of them are doing that. Some of the legislators from throughout the state. So they're checking those kind of things. So we need to let people know when we speak up, you know, we got to make sure that we are registered voters and we do vote. Deku, that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marie. Next meeting, we can set it up. You want tomorrow? We have to go over to Craig and Mary's conference being held in the hospital. We get them.
Yeah.
Will we have a ride home?
Yeah.
The
tour
already
booked
on site.
Mark,
the
meeting
for that.
Yeah,
and then we'll come back. I don't know. Are we? They might
take them to
us.
Take them to us.
Yeah, probably.